It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you happen to be out this neck of the woods over the St. Patrick's weekend, why not pop along to the White Sands Hotel, have a bite to eat, have a pint, find a designated driver and you can have a few pints. And it's a lovely bar, the Oasis Bar downstairs here at the White Sands Hotel. Pop along, and if you're from outside Dublin, no nicer place to stay than the White Sands Hotel in North County Dublin in Portmarnock. Now, what do we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter podcast? A&J starts this message. This is a very sensitive issue, so please no names. But I've had a big falling out with one of my best friends because of what she did without telling her fella. She got pregnant by accident 2 months ago, and they're only together 5 months. So she didn't want to go down that road with him yet, so she went for an abortion and never told him. I went with her for support. She told me that he knew about it, and now I find out that he doesn't know. She says he didn't need to know because it's none of his business. I lost it with her. Do you think I should tell him? Because I think it's wrong what she has done on him. Just call me Shauna, lads. So I will just call you Shauna, lads. So that's the question. Basically, Shauna is wondering, should she tell this fella that his girlfriend went off and had an abortion behind his back? She believes it was a horrible thing to do. Initially, she said to her that the boyfriend knew. And now she subsequently finds out that he didn't actually know that his baby was aborted. Your opinion, Mr. D?
Oh, I agree with her. I think she should tell him. He has a right to know. I think it's a despicable thing to do. It takes two people to make a baby. A lot of women forget this. But it does take two people to make a baby. And that person, that boyfriend, maybe he did know. In fairness, the chances are, had she had told him, he probably would. Well, I don't know. I don't know the man from Adam. But there is a chance that had she turned around and said, by the way, I'm pregnant, he would have gone, okay, well, maybe we're probably not.
This isn't the right time.
We're not in a relationship long enough. I mean, they're only with each other, what is it, a wet week, like five months or something like that?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Like 5 months is a very short time to make that commitment.
But this raises a fundamental question about whether or not a man has a right to a say.
Well, of course he does, because you can't.
But he doesn't have a right, really. And the reason I'm saying that is a woman can go and have an abortion without his consent.
Oh, it'll only take one case where a man will decide, here, listen, you're pregnant with my baby. I want the baby. I'm going to take you to court to prevent you from getting. That's all it'll take is one case for that to happen.
But you wouldn't have a leg to stand on.
What do you mean you wouldn't have a leg to stand on?
Because it's her body.
So someone can destroy your child without your say in the matter? Well, that's very wrong. Now, I know there's going to be women listening. In fact, I know there are women listening to this who are angry at hearing me saying that. But I'm sorry, ladies. You may not want to hear this, but the truth hurts. It takes two to make a baby. You can't make a baby without a man, okay? You cannot make a baby without a man. And a father should have some say in whether or not an abortion takes place. Would you not agree, Adrian?
I see it's a very difficult legal area to dictate.
Okay, forget about
it. Okay, he goes to court.
What about common feckin' decency? What about common decency that you just turn around and you say, listen, I'm pregnant with your baby. Remember that night we had drunken unprotected sex? Yeah, well, I'm pregnant and I'm going to have an abortion and I'm doing it either way, with or without you. Even that would have been better than just to go ahead and do it without telling him. He has a right to know that she aborted his baby. No.
Does he? That's the question.
But sorry, how is it even a question? Who could possibly say that he doesn't?
Okay, is it Shauna's business, though? Is it up to her to tell him?
That's a different conversation.
Well, should she tell him?
I believe she was very low to do it behind his back. I believe that was a very, very low thing to do. And I think it'll break up the relationship if they find out. Whether or not she should get involved, If I was getting involved, I'd do it on the old QT.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I wouldn't tell my best friend, by the way, I'm going to tell your fella, but I would tell him on the sly and let him find out. Do you know, you don't think he has a right to know? As a man, Adrian, you should have more balls for sticking up for men.
No, I didn't say he doesn't have a right to know. I'm basically saying it's none of Shauna's business. It's none of Shauna's business.
But the only way, I assume Shauna's friend hasn't told the whole world about this, yeah? So the only way he's ever going to find out about this miscarriage of justice, yeah, and that's what it is by her telling him. Could you live with yourself not telling him? Although you could. You are the typical. No. What are you fuming about? No, but you are the typical hear no evil, see no evil.
Let me read a message.
Turn the other cheek.
Here's a question, and this raises this whole thing. Have a listen to this message that's just come in from Catherine, and it says...
is this Eric Catherine? I don't want to hear her opinion. Why would I want to hear that?
Well, I'm going to read it anyway. Any woman who does that without telling the father is a conniving bitch.
Oh, I actually agree with her. Sorry.
Then. Men should be able to prevent women from having an abortion. Why should she get to decide the fate of their child? This whole thing of women, men should be able to prevent women from having an abortion. You imagine the court case. So he takes her to court and the judge says, okay, mister, you have rights here. What do they do? Lock her up for the remaining 9 months?
I don't know, because nothing like this has ever happened, because in a lot of cases, I'd say the man is like, oh, Jesus, I didn't want the baby. Anyway, that's a load off my mind. But he deserved, that is not what this is about, Adrian. This is about whether or not a man, yes, a man who helped make that baby, I can't even believe I'm agreeing with Catherine, a man who helped make that baby, yeah, should at least have the decency to be told, by the way, I'm pregnant with your baby and I'm not keeping it. And then it's up to him whether or not he wants to convince her to keep the baby and, here, listen, honey, I'm going to be around for you, I'll support you with this baby, or whether he says, you know what, I'll even drive you down to the clinic myself. Should he not be given that option?
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
A lot of you will disagree with what Leslie has to say.
Hey guys, Shauna should really mind her own business. It was her friend's choice whether she wanted to have an abortion or not. Getting pregnant after 5 months is no time to... be in a stable relationship, and if the friend thought that she wasn't ready to have a child, she'd have a right to have an abortion. She probably should have maybe consulted the baby's dad about it, but she didn't, and it's her body, it's her choice. It's none of Shauna's business, and it's certainly none of her business to go and tell her boyfriend now. She should really mind her own business.
And that's the question. Should she mind her own business? Because she's the lady who got in contact with us. Her friend initially told her that the boyfriend knew about the abortion. After she had the abortion, then she admitted to her, well, actually, no, I never told him. Sarah, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks, Sarah. Well, what's your view on this? Is it any of Shauna's business, firstly?
No, I don't think it's any of her business whatsoever. And I was actually just thinking about it there, and I don't even believe that she would have told her friend in the first place that he knew about the abortion, because then why was she going to go with her instead of the partner? It doesn't make sense to me. Like, I think she's saying that to try and get her opinion across better than... to make it sound better than what it actually is.
Yeah, no, and again, just to read what she said, she didn't want to go down that road with them of having a baby. She went for abortion. I went to support her, but she told me he knew about it, and now I find out he doesn't know. She says he didn't need to know. Did he need to know?
No, I don't believe he needed to know at all. She was only with him, 2 months? I have a partner, and we're nearly together 6 years, and we have 4 children, and I believe that if I felt like I didn't want to have a child, I would have to tell him, because we're together 6 years and we already have 4 children. But she's with him two months, like, sure, you barely know anyone in 2 months, never mind anything else. You know what I mean? Like, if I'm not even living together or anything like that. No, I don't think so whatsoever that was any of his business, regardless of if it's his child or not. The child isn't out of the womb, like, she's not trying to take the child off of him, you know?
I know, but it does raise the whole question about what rights a man has, if any. Does he have a right to know?
No, I don't believe so. Because it's literally, it's an egg and a sperm that's after colliding together. Like, just because he helps Like, I'm sure if they were trying, that is different. But, like, they're only together 2 months. I don't know.
No, five months. Right, 5 months they're together.
They're together 5 months. Yeah, there's not really much of a difference in it, I don't think.
Okay, so it is her decision to not tell him. It's none of her friend's business to be getting involved.
It's not got to do with the friend whatsoever. Like, why is she trying to stick her nose into someone else's business in the first place? Just because she's been told doesn't mean she has the right to go and talk about it.
Because that boyfriend, presuming he still doesn't know, and I've no reason to believe he does, so that boyfriend this evening could be over in her house and they're having a drink together and he's telling her how much he loves her and, you know, they're having a great relationship.
She wouldn't have even been able to have the drink together if she was pregnant. So.
Yes, but the point I'm saying is I would want to know that big dark secret that she's keeping from. This is possibly the biggest secret, other than cheating. This is the biggest secret you could keep from your partner. And you're enabling her lying to her boyfriend.
She's not lying, though. She didn't tell him that she was and then that she's not.
It is lying.
But no, it's not. She just hasn't told him.
She hasn't said anything.
Yeah.
She hasn't said anything. That's not a lie.
But no, obviously he's not going to ask her in the middle of watching Netflix tonight. By the way, have you had an abortion in the last 6 months? So obviously that's going to happen. So, no, he's not.
But if he did, then she would have to tell him because then she'd be lying. But she's not lying about anything to him.
But you agree that he has no right to know?
Yeah, no, unless he asks.
So, so we're basically second-class citizens, then. We're scum.
Who said scum? No one.
But you're saying we're second-class citizens because here's the thing.
But it is a woman's body, by the way.
Yeah, nobody's saying it.
And that's how we will never have laws brought in to give men a right to stop a woman having an abortion, because you literally would have to lock a woman up.
I'm not saying men should be able to force women to go ahead with a pregnancy. It's not practical. However,
but what if he did try and force her to go along with the pregnancy and then the whole relationship ruined?
Okay, well, then let's...
Because he wants to have an abortion.
Okay, then let's flip it on the other side. I get a girl pregnant tonight and she decides to have the baby, yeah?
Yeah.
I refuse to pay any maintenance for that baby because I never wanted the baby. You'd be on this phone calling me the biggest scumbag and not a real man. Well, you would. Most women would. So do you think?
I'm not most women though. I wouldn't think that at all. If you don't want to have a child and she wants to go along and have the child, then that's her decision and you've made yours. You don't have to have anything to do with that child.
Okay, but as far as you're concerned, it is none of Shauna's business to begin with, and he has no real right to know. This woman is entitled to do what she wants.
Unless he asks. Yes, it's her body. Unless he asks her, yeah.
Okay, stay there for 1 second if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. Lisa, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Lisa.
Hi. I think Shauna really needs to mind her own business. And the girl, she should have told him in the first place and been open and honest with him. Is there any point in telling him now? It's just going to cause a load of upset. You know, will the relationship last long? Who knows? You know, people can have babies and, get pregnant and have a child in the early stages of a relationship and still stay together into a long-term relationship. You don't know, but it's just a bit of a tricky one, really, on whether he should know now and, you know, cause a load of upset for everybody.
Okay, so the lady who contacted us in the first place, Shauna, who's disgusted with her friend for not having told the boyfriend about the abortion, she should mind her own business.
Absolutely, yeah. I don't think it's her place to tell the boyfriend what a friend has done. She just needs to be there to support a friend.
Okay, well then let me ask you a question. And if you were in a nightclub tonight and you saw your best friend's fiance off with another woman, would you not tell her about that?
My best friend feel.
Okay, so you're in a nightclub tonight, and your best friend's at home. Your best friend's at home, and you see her fiance over in the other side of the club, wearing the face off another girl. And when you're talking to her the next day, and you're out for coffee together, do you tell her? Do you tell her what you saw her fiance doing the night before?
I would probably not just blurt it out, but I'd probably, just kind of skirt around the subject and see if she knew where he was or...
I know, okay.
Out a little bit.
No, okay, so she says, yeah, he was at home last night, he was sick. He was at home, he wasn't anywhere.
Yeah, well, then that's when I say something.
Ah, there you go. So this is hypocrisy. So you're picking and choosing what people in no, but you are. You're picking and choosing what people in relationship.
No.
Yes. So you tell. Hang on.
No.
You would tell her that her fellow was cheating on her, but you wouldn't tell him that she had an abortion behind. I mean, having an abortion.
Oh, by the way, in this particular case, in this story, Shauna is the friend of the girl.
Yes.
Shauna's not friends with the boyfriend. She's friends with the girl herself. So.
She could be good friends with him. We don't know. I just think it's bizarre. And by the way, I feel like I'm standing out on an island on my own today. I can't believe I'm the only person that's actually talking sense on this thing. I thought we were all for open. No, but I thought we were all for openness in relationships and stuff like that. But
this ultimately comes down to the fact
there
that
you go. She should have been open and honest with the boyfriend in the first place. And it wouldn't have created this whole thing.
All right, stay there for one second if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. Jessica sent us this WhatsApp voice note.
That friend needs to keep her mouth shut. It's not her place. It's not her place. It's not her business. It's not her relationship. End of fucking story.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Claire, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Claire?
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Jeremy, I'm just wondering, are you actually comparing a woman's constitutional right to their own decisions on their medical decisions to shifting some fella in a nightclub?
No, this is
analogy is a comparison. So
yes, well, no, it is a comparison. No, it's talking about whether or not you should have complete and utter openness in a relationship, or whether you should keep certain things. So I don't. If you believe in complete openness in a relationship, you can't pick and choose what subjects you keep from your boyfriend and what subjects you tell him about, because it's either complete and utter openness or it's not.
Okay, but had she told him, by the way, I'm pregnant, I'm going for an abortion, and that's it. And he says, oh no, please don't. Well, no, I am anyway. That's the conversation over.
I dealt with this about 10 minutes ago. I don't know if you were both listening to the same conversation. I said that at the end of the day...
Was that when you called her a scumbag?
Did I use the word scumbag?
Well, the men use the word scum, sorry.
But you can call her a scumbag, by the way. You don't be getting on your high horse now about it and picking words that I didn't use. What I said was, you cannot pick and choose what you lie about in a relationship. Now, do you agree with that or do you not agree with that?
I do agree, but I think it's not a lie when it's someone's personal medical decision. Do you tell your wife every time you get your fucking penis checked in the doctor?
Well, that's not really affecting our life. However, I did...
How is it affecting her life?
I got a vasectomy just before Christmas there. And before getting the vasectomy, I sat down with my wife to tell her that I was booking the vasectomy. I asked her opinion on it, because that's what a feckin' relationship is. You sit down and you talk about adult matters and you don't go behind someone's back and do something like that. So I sat down like a grown-up, because we're all grown-ups. I sat down like a grown-up and discussed with her, here, listen, I think it's, are you happy that we've had enough kids? Yes, I don't think we should have any more kids. Okay, I'm thinking of booking a vasectomy. Oh, are you? Okay, are you sure you want to go ahead with that? It is your decision. Yes, I'm booking a vasectomy. That's what grown-ups do, Claire.
I didn't realise vasectomies involve carrying a fetus.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Anyways.
What are you bringing everything back to carrying a fetus for?
Because that's what this conversation is about.
This conversation is about openness in a relationship.
Oh, I can understand openness, but a woman has a right to make that decision. You have three daughters, don't you? Like, what would you say to them? Two, yeah, exactly. So when they're older and they said to you that they made a choice and they're afraid they're going to be manipulated out of that choice later in life, if they discuss this with their partner 5 months, you would say, you're a scumbag, daughter. Go there and tell your fella.
So what are you obsessed with the word scumbag for?
At the start of this conversation, you were basically saying a man has a right to know if a woman is terminating a pregnancy.
A right to know.
What is that right?
Okay, so you don't have a right to know then if your fella's cheating on you at the moment? No?
No, I don't have any constitutional right. I do have a constitutional right to make a decision about my own body.
Yes.
That's the point of this conversation.
Well, it's kind of not. It's keeping a huge, big secret from your partner.
How is it a huge secret? Why is there such a taboo about
Jesus
a woman deciding
Christ.
To have an abortion?
Why is it a huge thing? It's not a taboo.
It's a medical procedure. Women can choose to get it done. It can take one day.
Don't explain to me about what an abortion is. I know exactly what
it is.
You're telling me how long it takes for termination. I know that. Jesus, I studied the ins and outs of the repeal movement before I even stepped inside.
So why do you still think a man has a right to know about a woman's medical decision?
Well, in fairness, that was absolutely nothing to do with the repeal movement, whether or not you ever.
I'm not
talking about the law here. I said again, you didn't listen to what I said.
So there is no right. When you listen to me,
you said at the start of this conversation, Jeremy, that he has a right to know. You said
not a legal right to know.
Okay, so there is no right. It's just your opinion.
Well, opinions matter, yeah. I didn't say he has a legal right to know. So
he said he has a right to know, so yes, your phrase is incorrect. Claire, we are agreeing on that.
Well, no, I won't change the way of what I said. I did say this is not a legal issue, this is a moral issue. It's a moral. In the same way, it's not illegal to cheat on your wife or husband, is it, Claire? It's not illegal. You're not going to be arrested and locked up for cheating on your wife or husband.
Like in the 1950s, he would, so well, I no, don't that, know that's no. where you're living.
No, never happened. So my point is, whether or not someone has a moral right to know. Moral, okay? You don't understand the difference between moral and...
That's a conversation for you to have with your priest.
What are you talking about? You obviously have a big bone of contention, or you hate men or something like that, the way you're going because
I don't see what men have to do with my body, but that's...
Oh, jeez. So, you go make babies without men then. You see how far you go. Well, what are you laughing at? No, it's a fair question, because you obviously believe that a man has absolutely no say in...
You know where a man's say is in procreation starts?
Oh, here we go.
They decide to have sex and they wear a condom, that's where a man can have a say in their own medical decisions or whatever. They can do what they want with their own penis, but it's not to do with a woman.
Okay, let me ask you a question then. When it comes to this lady, Shauna, who is disgusted that her friend didn't tell her boyfriend that she was terminating their pregnancy, should she mind her own business?
Yes.
It is none of her business?
Nope.
Keep her nose out of it?
No, and I'd argue Shauna probably fancies the boyfriend or something like that, because I don't see what she's getting out of that.
All right, stay there for one second if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626.
Thanks for the backup there, Adrian. You know the point I was trying to make.
No, I don't. Rewind the podcast. Listen back to the start of it. Okay?
Again, I said many times, you're the one person that complains when people misread what you say on the air. What I said is, that there is no, a man has no legal rights to know, yes, but it's the decent thing to do. In the same way, your wife has no legal right to know whether you go out and spend $3,000 tonight on a new suit without telling her. Yeah? She has no legal right to know, has she?
No.
But the decent thing to do will be to say to her beforehand, listen, I saw this suit in the shop, it's $3,000, I'm thinking of buying it. Now I can hear Claire jumping up and down saying, you can't compare abortions to suits! Abortions and suits!
But you are comparing it.
Oh my God.
You kind of are.
Nobody is comparing buying a suit to having a term. This is a conversation about openness in a relationship. What part of that can you not understand?
Jason, you're on Opinions Matter. Hey, Jason. Well, Jason, what's your view on this? This lady contacted us because she wants to know, should she tell the boyfriend that the girlfriend had an abortion?
Basically, contraception by abortion, isn't it? The one thing we said about when they were going along about killing babies. So we knew this was going to happen. Can I ask that cold-hearted woman one question?
Sorry, cold-hearted? Why are you calling her cold-hearted?
Yeah. Just the way she's talking about babies, it's a fetus. When do you think it's appropriate not to have an abortion? Like that? What week? What gestation?
I think it's appropriate not to have an abortion whenever a woman decides that she wants to keep the baby, then it's no longer a fetus.
Would you go full term? So you'd be off of full term abortions?
Nowhere legalizes full term abortions.
Come here. They're looking for abortions up to 39 weeks in certain places.
Well, not here.
So would you agree with that?
Well, where are they looking for abortions up to 39 weeks?
I've never heard of that.
I'll answer your question if you can back it up. Where are they looking for abortions at 39 weeks?
Out in America, the talk is is now a full-time abortion. Yeah, thank God. Thank God these things are actually going to put babies' lives first. So when are you happy? When is it okay to say, no, actually, this is too far now, the baby can live?
That is not the topic.
And I agree with her. I agree with her, Jason.
So men have absolutely no rights.
Hang on for 1 second. The fact of the matter is, Jason, whether you like this or not, men don't have any rights when it comes to a termination. They have no say. It is a woman's body.
We have no say at all in anything. We don't even get a say whether we pay or not. Okay. Isn't this the society we're living in now? Look at poor men. Isn't this the society we're living in now where life means nothing? Relationships mean nothing. Relationships mean nothing now. Just swipe left, swipe right, pick up a new one. You don't like what's inside, you kill it. That's basically what we're living in now. God, I don't. Thank God I've never picked up a woman online. I've never been that desperate. I've had to use a dating app. Never. I've always lived the old-fashioned way. Yeah, of course you do. It's all over the place. All you hear on these talk shows is about women and men swiping left and swiping right and picking up anything off.
Okay, we're getting off the subject here.
I mean, there you go. The man has no rights. No rights. Well, then men shouldn't have to pay if you don't want it.
That's a side conversation. That's a separate conversation.
We don't have any rights. Well, then there is no conversation. Men don't have any rights. You said it. That cold hand is cowed out on the other line, said it. We don't have any rights.
Okay, I want to ask you a question then, Jason. Shauna is the woman who contacted us wanting to know, should she tell the boyfriend that his girlfriend terminated their pregnancy behind his back?
Yeah, she should. She should tell her that. She should tell him. He should know that he's living with a cold, heartless bitch that could kill his child at any time.
No, I don't even agree with what Jay is saying there. Sorry, what's wrong, Claire? Claire's pick yourself up off the seat there.
You agreed with me there, so.
Yeah, well, I'm coming around to your way. I'm coming around slowly, but I think myself and Claire will be going for a coffee.
It's either a child or it's not, Jeremy. It's either a child or it's not.
But it's not
a child. If somebody wants to choose that the baby
is not in there, if you leave it alone, will it grow into a child? If you do nothing, will it grow into a human being? If you just leave it alone in there, will it grow into a human being? If you do nothing,
if somebody chooses,
yes, it will. So why not just let the baby be born, give it up for adoption, and let the child have another life?
Jason, you asked a question.
Not to have an abortion and bring the baby forward. Full term. Yes, it is a human being, but that's the choice that woman made.
And the man gets no choice.
Well, he doesn't. Sorry, we all voted for that.
No, we didn't.
No, we didn't all vote for it.
Let's get it straight. We didn't all vote for it.
The majority of our population did.
What do you mean his votes didn't matter, Claire? What do you mean by that? Every vote matters.
I mean.
Men's vote did not matter. Why even let men have a vote?
Go on,
a lot of men did vote to repeal the 8, so.
Yeah, and a lot didn't, and a lot of women didn't.
Well, the majority rules, really. That's how it works.
Jason, I have to ask you. Okay, firstly, you're saying that this lady, Shauna, should tell her friend's boyfriend that she terminated the pregnancy behind her back.
Yeah.
Okay. And you're saying that men should have a right to a say, yeah?
We should. I mean, it takes the two of us to make the baby.
Okay. So what happens in your scenario? What happens when she tells him, I'm pregnant, I'm terminating the pregnancy, and there's nothing you can do about it? What happens then?
There is nothing you can do about it. Just tell her to have this bitch and walk away and hope you'll find somebody decent.
Okay, can I answer what should happen there, or what would happen there? And I'm sure Claire would agree with me. If she turns around and says, I'm pregnant with our baby, listen, this is not the time for me. I've college coming up. I want to start my career. I'm just not able for a baby now. Of course he should. And I did use the word convince earlier, and that was used in the wrong term. I don't think any man should try and twist a woman into having a baby that she doesn't want to have. But at least then, if she is open with him, he will be able to make an informed decision on whether or not this relationship is a runner or not. Now, surely, Claire, you would agree with me on what I'm saying there. That
I do understand what you're saying there.
Full disclosure, that's all I'm saying.
Can I give you a hypothetical?
Yes, I love hypotheticals. I'm the king of hypotheticals. Go on.
Okay, so just say she's 6 weeks pregnant, they're together 5 months. She tells him, look, I'm having doubts, I'm having a baby. We find out then that he's really religious or really conservative, I don't know. And then he decides, no, you can't do that. Then tells every single person he knows that she did that, which I know has happened to a friend of mine.
That's
the whole of Facebook knows, the whole of the world knows that she made a decision based on trusting him. So why, if she doesn't want the whole world to know and she doesn't know him after 5 months to feel that she can trust him, surely that if that was your own child, would you say to her, and if a man went out with her like that, you would be absolutely furious?
Well, I think that's a disgusting thing to do, because one of the most private things that you can do is go for a termination, which is why you don't hear many women actually admitting on radio shows and podcasts and stuff like that they've had one, because it's a very personal thing. Obviously, I think it's disgusting that a man would out a woman for doing something like that. But would you... The point I made earlier is that in a lot of the cases, the man would probably agree with the woman's decision, would they not?
But maybe she knows her own partner to know that he wouldn't.
I just believe in full disclosure when it comes to something as big as that. That's all I'm saying.
Like, come back to what would you tell your daughter to do?
What would I tell my daughter to do? But she's 3 years of age. I'm not talking about termination.
I have children. I look to the future. What would you know? You should really be looking to the future if you have children. So, what would you do?
Well, I'm not trying to get her to sit on the potty at the moment and worry about terminations. To be honest with you,
so you have no plan for when your daughter's actually a functioning adult in society and wants advice.
I'll deal with that when I get to it. Do you want me to sit down with my 8-year old son and give him a packet of condoms as well? We're at the stage of childhood at the moment,
you're reflecting. Okay,
sorry, what?
It just seems like you would have a different stance in that if it was your own child, then that's why you're not answering.
But most women who are going for terminations, I assume they don't debate it with their parents and sit down and go, "Ma, I'm pregnant, it's unplanned, I don't want to keep the baby, I'm going for a termination." No,
Shauna,
yeah.
Well, she has discussed it with her friend. I'm assuming she trusts her friend. I'm assuming she would have discussed it with her mother. So I'm just saying, if you would want, if somebody came to you for that advice, okay. She's obviously trusted somebody with it.
All right. Do me a favour and stay there for 1 second if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. That's 085-825-2626. Let's have a listen to what Mary has to say.
What happens if it turns into a long-term relationship then? Should she tell him at some point in the future?
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Claire, just referring back to that message I played a moment ago from Mary, and she's basically saying, if this turned into a long-term relationship, does he have a right to know, should she tell him then? What's your view on that?
Well, I personally, if it was me, I would tell someone. That's my personal view, but I'm saying there's no right for her if she chooses not to tell anyone. What I would do is not what I would advise anyone else to do. A woman can do what they want. What I would do is, I'd agree with that WhatsApp voice message. I would tell them, but that's me. That's my personal choice.
Okay, so you're saying that really she should tell him if it were to turn into a long-term relationship, but again, there's no obligation on her to.
Well, there's no obligation, but there has been plenty of families who, or even if you look back at your own parents, stuff like that, a lot of things were hidden for years. Babies that were adopted out, all these things, you would never know. And a lot of people kept these secrets for years. So am I saying that's healthy? Probably not in my mind. I couldn't live with that, but another person could, and they should be allowed to.
Did you think during the repeal referendum that men should have had the vote?
No, I do think they should have had a vote, and most men voted the way it should be to allow a woman to choose.
So you do think men should have had a vote on what essentially was a woman's issue?
No, realistically, it should never have been a referendum in the first place. It should not have been in our constitution to protect...
Well, no, you needed a referendum to change the constitution.
Well, I mean, what I'm saying is it shouldn't have been in the constitution.
It should never have been there in the first place.
No, I'm just asking because you did say that it's nothing to do with a man. Man should not have control over a woman's body. But then you more or less gave men control over a woman's body by giving them the right to vote on a referendum that decided...
But that's only because it's in our constitution. Realistically, it should never have been like that in the first place, where somebody else gets a choice in somebody else's body. But unfortunately, it was part of our constitution. I do believe that we have a constitution for a reason, and it should be voted by all citizens. In my opinion, going back, it should never have been in our constitution.
Okay, stay there for a second. I want to go to another Claire. So I'm going to call you Claire 2, just to avoid confusion. What did you want to say on this, Claire?
Just my point is, you know, if they were to say, you know, if she was to agree to have the baby, you know, and not obviously aborted, would he be willing to take the baby if she didn't want to raise the baby and take it from day one and raise it? I mean, are there any men out there who'd be willing to do that?
I have known of one case, and this was a couple of years ago, where he pleaded with her not to have an abortion. She agreed, and she literally handed the child over to him when the child was born.
Really? Is that a true story?
Yeah, it's a true story, yeah.
That would be very rare, I would imagine.
It is very, very rare. But I have known it to happen on one occasion.
Well, look, I agree with Jeremy. I think transparency is definitely the way to go. I mean, if you're in a relationship, you're building lifelong goals. Well, is that not the point?
But again, this comes back to the whole argument about do men have any rights in this case? And the answer is quite simply, no,
they
don't.
That's not what this conversation is about. Sorry, you listened to a different podcast today.
The question that Shauna is asking is, should I tell this fella that his child was aborted? That's what this is about. Yeah,
I don't think it's Shauna's place at all.
No. Yeah, but then he is going to go through the whole life not knowing.
Yeah.
But I do think that Shauna should encourage her friend to talk to her partner, because if it does go up into a long-term relationship, the trust is just not there if he ever does find out.
I know, this is
how can you build a relationship with somebody based on lies?
This is one of these snowballs. It's like a storyline in EastEnders where it just snowballed. No, but it is like a snowball, and they find out on Christmas Day that she had the termination 20 years ago. And go on.
My stance is, it is her body, it is her choice. But, a relationship is building a life together. And if you can't or won't share that with the other person, what is the point? Now, I know that it's not safe for all people, maybe, but then why are you in that relationship?
So if this lady who had the termination happened to hear this podcast, you would be saying to her, do the right thing and tell him that you terminated a pregnancy.
I think if they're in a relationship, I know it's only a new relationship, but if they can't talk about life-altering, life-changing decisions, I mean, where is that relationship going? And I'm not absolutely not shaming her, because, more power to her. That's what she wanted to do. Absolutely. It is her body. It is her choice. And I feel disheartened that she wasn't in a place where she could speak to her partner about it.
Maybe because, as we said a couple of minutes ago, she knows him well enough to know that he would have liked her to keep the child.
Well, then maybe, like I said, would he be willing to take it and raise it? And if not so, then it definitely is her decision. But I do agree with Jeremy on the transparency. I do think that is really, really important.
By the way, that's all I've been saying. I mean, Claire on the other line probably thinks that I'm one of these religious people who voted no and repeal stand outside hospitals and stuff like that. That couldn't be further from the truth. Taking aside the issue of abortion, I'm simply talking about transparency and talking about keeping something huge. It's absolutely huge. And I know to some people it isn't a big deal, but do you think it's a big thing to keep from someone, Adrian?
I do think it's a big thing to keep from somebody,
In the same way, and let me put that to the other Claire, in the same way, Claire, if I'm married, obviously, to my wife, if I fathered a child with someone else 5 years ago from an affair I had, you'd be on here saying, listen, you need to come clean to your wife and tell her that you have a child with another person, would you not?
I just don't think they're comparable situations.
You keep saying that about Jesus Christ. Can you just be an adult? Be an adult.
You see, you're coming from the perspective of a male. This is not me being like really anti-men. I'm not trying. Your comparisons are coming from the mindset of someone who will never ever have to carry a child or have to make the choice to have an abortion.
No. Again, your
comparisons are actually quite offensive, I think.
Oh my God. Okay, you can't even make comparisons. No.
No, I just think you can make a comparison that's not offensive. Your comparison is kind of offensive.
How is a comparison? Well, it's an analogy.
You father a child through an affair to a woman making a very personal decision.
Okay, this issue is, as far as I'm concerned, is not about abortion. It's not about abortion, okay? We shouldn't even be mentioning the abortion word. It's about whether or not a person in a relationship, 5 months is probably a loving relationship, I'm sure it is, whether a person that's in a long-term relationship has a right to know that their other partner did something fairly substantial and didn't tell them about it. Now, what part of that can you, if you can just forget about,
Adrian a minute ago for interpreting the conversation the way he wanted to.
You have
to interpret it the way you want to. At the end of the day, the topic is about, should her friend tell her partner? And do you mean you can pick, you gave out to him for doing it, you're doing the same thing now.
I just want you to move along and put the abortion issue aside and think about it. If it was something else, like I fathered a child with someone else, would my wife have a right to? No, know? There's a question I want to put to you. Would my wife have a right to know if 5 years ago I fathered? And by the way, if anybody is going to claim that, I've no money to pay for any children that you may be claiming. But do you think my wife would have a right to know if I had a, and I hate this expression, but it's called a love child. If I had a love child in England from 5 years ago, do you think my wife would have a right to know?
I think I would like to know if it was my husband.
We're in agreement then.
Okay, but I don't think that's related to the topic.
And it isn't related to the topic today.
But again, you just make me go.
I'm not going to be trapped into making it seem like it's related.
No, I'm just saying you can, when it comes to full disclosure, you can pick and choose which issues of a relationship.
Yeah, you have full disclosure in your own medical decisions. So.
Good to talk to you, Claire.
So,
thanks very much indeed.
But the fine thing, I shouldn't have told my wife about getting my old snippety do that, should I?
Well, you chose to, so.
No, but should I have told her?
There's no
you
obligation on you.
No, but let me answer.
That's the choice you made, which is the exact same thing here.
Okay, but supposing when I sat down with a conversation with her and I said to her, supposing we sat down, 6 months ago we sat down and she said, you know what, Jeremy, I think it's time for baby number four. I really want baby number four. This is what I want. I want baby number four. Yeah. And I walked away from that dinner going, fucking hell, baby number four, and ran straight to the vasectomy clinic and got it done and didn't tell her about it. And then I was breaking her heart for the next year because we were trying and trying for baby number four. And little did she know, Jeremy's little sperm weren't working anymore. But I didn't tell her about it because my body, my choice.
The fact of the matter is, it would be your body and it would be your choice.
Whereas that's a consent issue. She's consented to having sex with you, thinking it's for the matter of recreating a baby when you are actually lying to her and you know that's not the choice. So it's actually a consent issue.
Well, no, she has sex with me for pleasure. It's very pleasurable to have sex with
me. God love her.
Sorry, Claire, what are you laughing at that for?
Claire, it's been great talking to you. Thanks very much indeed for taking part in the podcast today.
And I have to say, Claire, even though we disagreed on pretty much everything, fair play to you for being able to, you're one person that we could be doing this podcast for 6 hours and we still wouldn't agree.
Can you get me on again then? Sure.
Oh, no. Here, I couldn't take another argument. I'll call you in 2025, okay? When I've recovered.
Thanks, Claire. Good to talk to you. Let me squeeze in one final message from Neil.
Nah, she's so fucking stupid. Excuse the language, all right? Because what that chap said there, if you let her alone, of course it'll grow into a human being. She's saying if it goes full term, well, then it'll be a human being. The 8 billion people on this planet was let alone, and they're human beings. So it's only common sense. You leave the fetus or the child alone in the womb, it's going to grow to a child. If you don't leave it alone, it won't grow to anything. Leave it alone inside, it will grow to a child, a baby. Cheers, all.
All right, Neil, thanks very much indeed for your message. And thank you to... we just have one final message that we want to squeeze in before we wrap up this conversation. Let's have a listen to this WhatsApp voice note from Aisling.
I should have made the decision to have the abortion based on her rights and personal choice, but she should still tell him. If she continues a long-term relationship with him, that's a relationship started with secrets. What if they stayed together for years and they decide to have a baby together and they are sitting in a doctor's office and the doctor asks if she's ever been pregnant? Should she lie about her health in that case?
That's a good question, actually. Thank you very much indeed, Aisling, for your message. That was a lively conversation today. But I think everybody, bar one caller, believes that Shauna should keep her nose out of it, mind her own business. It is not up to her to tell the boyfriend.
Yeah, and in fact, I've kind of... It's amazing how after doing the topic and talking to different... Because when we start off this topic, we haven't heard any other opinions. But after an hour talking about it, you go, okay, I see what you're going to see. I do think... She probably shouldn't tell him because, in the same way, this is a conversation we should have another day. Would you tell, now Claire's screaming this and just going, it's not about this, stop comparing us, it's offensive. But would you tell your friend if they were being cheated on?
Yeah, no, it is, conversation.
Would you?
We'll discuss it in that conversation.
Just want a yes, no answer.
No, I'm not telling you now. We keep it for another podcast.
Tune into the next podcast to find out, does Adrian believe in telling or not telling?
Thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll be notified when we upload a new episode. Thank you very much indeed for listening. We'll catch you on the next one.